You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for our, what do we do this, once a month or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to get smarter. This is your time to educate us. Yep. We call this, Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
Let's Learn! We're going to keep doing it, Aaron, until you jump in. Let's learn!
Let's learn! I'm sitting on a fact that I learned today, and I'm ready.
We were
in a meeting with Big Boss Mike, and I got a text with it, and I was like, I can't focus on the meeting. Like, this is insane.
You were really distracted.
Yeah.
Is it as interesting as the fact I just learned? Any Rubik's Cube can be solved in 17 turns if you do it right.
I thought I remember hearing, because it's like you switch the top row to the right and then the right row down. And
there
like you just
three,
kind of keep doing that.
I think it's three moves. Like there's a video where it's like the side one this way, the top around, and then
something else.
And then you just keep doing those three things over and over. And then all of a sudden it goes, bop!
And
the
it's
Rubik's
solved.
Cube is solved.
Yeah.
It's
whoa. So is that what they're with the guys when they do the professional
the
or whatever?
Super fast,
they're just trying to figure out.
They're not looking at it.
No. And that's what kind of is confusing, because the guys that do it blindfolded, how do they know it's solved?
Maybe people cheer.
I don't know. Or do they just know looking at it, oh, this is only going to take 8 of the things?
Do they really do it blindfolded and stop?
Yeah.
Maybe everybody goes, oh my God. And it's like, ah, ah. You got to like drop it. Ah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So here, if you don't know what Let's Learn is, it's just the interesting fact that you have in your brain that like you, it's got to just be something, you'll know if you have it, like Aaron does. Like Aaron found one today, and she's like, what's yours?
So there's kind of three parts to it.
Oh, boy.
A cumulus cloud weighs more than at least 70 adult T-Rexes.
Wait, what? Hold on.
What?
The cloud that's hanging up in the sky.
Yeah,
and cumulus ones are, but you can tell cumulus is the one that rains, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So they look dense. They look like they're going to get nasty. And are they, I don't know if that's the thunderhead or whatever, but 70 adult T-Rexes.
Yeah. Another way to put that into perspective, a cumulus cloud can weigh 1,400,000,000 pounds.
What?
Of course.
And we fly through it.
Of course, there are different size clouds that weigh different things. So the typical smaller cumulus clouds weigh about 1.1 million pounds or 100 African bush elephants. So that also helps put the T-Rex size into perspective.
Hold on.
I can't wrap my mind around that. Because
I think of them as
up
like
there.
Cotton.
Yes.
They're like floating. Yeah. What's keeping it up in the air?
I don't know.
You just made flying way more terrifying. We're like,
yes!
There's a T-Rex.
Like 70 T-Rexes. If 70 T-Rexes were in the sky, they would just fall. Be dinosaurs raining on distant planets.
Yeah. Or
elephants. Either way, frightening.
Yeah. Who texted you that?
Rachel.
Your friend Rachel just sits. What is she researching? She's in a squirrel hole.
No, she's actually at work. They're doing like a fun fact week, and she learned that one and sent it.
She's not in charge of like rocket science or neurosurgery or anything. She's like,
my friends just call me names. They don't like give me information.
All right, so if you've got a ridiculous fact like that that will blow our minds, we want to just call us and tell us. It's we're learning. It's Let's Learn.
Let's Learn.
Let's Learn.
303-222-5423 or Let's Learn!
Let's Learn!
You have to give the phone number.
I gave the phone number. I'm about to give the text line.
Let's Learn!
Text in at 51059. Go ahead, Hack.
Did you know that Buzz Lightyear spent 15 months aboard the International Space Station, and not just his character, he actually did. A 12-inch action figure was rocketed into space on the space shuttle Discovery in May of 2008. He was up in space. Buzz Lightyear.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If somebody called in with that, would you let them through?
Yeah, I would. I would pretend they were texting it to me like they were a personal friend, and I'd be appreciative of it and want to live like Aaron for a day.
Mm.
You know that's really stupid, right?
So
somebody took a doll up to the space station?
Yeah, that's cute. I think it's cute. He finally, he is a space ranger.
Okay. I've got one.
Okay.
Because I'm, you know, I was due for a colonoscopy. I was supposed to get a colonoscopy, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while. You need to get that done. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it was COVID, so I couldn't get in. I still pooped in the box. Anyway, you can.
Right. All right, you cat.
It's weird. And yeah.
It's just, unclear where you sent it. But
was I supposed to send it? It's just. you can get a colonoscopy at Disney World.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I heard that fact and I'm like, I want to know more. Because I know we could probably do a whole Let's Learn Just Disney edition. Because there's supposedly a prison there.
Yep. And then sales of popcorn goes to pay for the fireworks every single day. The daily sales of popcorn
covers it.
Disney is also the, I think, second highest consumer in like gunpowder coming.
Oh, because of the fireworks.
Yeah. And the only person ahead of them is the U.S. military.
Wow.
So I did not realize I was opening up a can
oh,
of
sorry.
Disney worms over there. Also, Goofy. No, okay. These are great facts. But if you can figure out how maybe we could do a little Disney trip and get cameras
totally
up our butts while we're on the It's a Small World.
Sure.
Where do they do
partnership?
It?
We'll just do it.
I want to know where. Like, is there an infirmary or something? Like, where are you getting a colonoscopy?
Is that why they call it the happiest place on earth?
Right. Do you have any more Buzz Lightyear facts, fool? Or are we gonna move?
No,
on?
That's enough Disney facts.
Okay. If you've got a fun fact, we call it Let's Learn. Best call. Wait. Let's learn.
Let's learn.
Let's learn. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
I jumped
that one felt aggressive.
It did, but it's supposed to. We want to know something we don't already know. We're learning on the show today.
Which could really be anything. We don't know much.
Right. So. It doesn't take much to impress us. Let's start with Joy.
Hey.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
If you get a parasite, like in another country or here or wherever, you don't thoroughly need to go to the doctor. You need to go buy a papaya, cut it in half. It's delicious, but you just take the seeds out, steam the seeds, it will detox your body, and it will all enzymes.
You just eat papaya seeds, is what you're saying?
I also saw this on TikTok.
Shut up.
I'm not joking. It was a trend.
I learned it on TikTok. I actually learned it because a friend got... Okay, I didn't learn it on TikTok, but it is legit. And what it does is it... Oh my gosh. It literally will detox your body on everything. And then it also replenishes your enzymes, which is what a parasite takes away from you, which is why you can't digest.
Do you have to chew them up?
The runs.
Do you have to chew them up or can you just swallow them?
Oh, you could just swallow them whole or put them in a... or something.
Huh.
Chew them up. I don't recommend
that. I'd actually
try it.
I've had papaya seeds like in a drink before. When you're in Brazil, you can get like, you know this, you can get a caipirinha.
Yeah.
It's normally lime, but you can get it with maracujá, which is passion fruit. And they always put the seeds in there and you're just like, and you suck them down your throat. So if that's going to get rid of parasites.
When he was traveling overseas, he got a parasite. I told him to eat the papaya seeds and he was better.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Prescribed an antiparasitic.
Who wants to go get the parasite?
I'm just saying that I don't know if we can take Let's Learn things from TikTok. Yeah. But thank you.
Is that accredited? I don't know.
Beppy?
Yay.
Yay.
Let's learn. What do you know?
So because English is so weird linguistically, you can technically spell fish G-H-O-T-I.
What?
Fish?
How?
Like the creature?
Yeah, so the word enough, what makes an F sound at the end is the GH. So fish, GH. In the word women, plural, the O at the end is pronounced as an I most of the time. And then TI comes from the word nation. The TI is what makes the sh sound. So technically, because of the weirdness that is English, you can spell fish G-H-O-T-I.
Do you have any extra of whatever drugs you're on? because I could really use some to try to understand what you just said. G H can be the F. O can be okay.
Yeah, interesting.
We're gonna have to believe you on that one, but thank you. Mm. Does anybody in this room?
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
I get it. But if it's at the end of a word, how can it have the same thing at the beginning? Like I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't like, it? I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Ellen's always smart. Ellen.
Yay.
Let's learn.
The blob of toothpaste that you put on your toothbrush is called a nurdle.
A nurdle?
Shut up.
A nurdle of toothpaste.
That's cute.
Mm.
It's just called a blob of toothpaste. Who said it had to be named that?
I don't know.
Ellen did. That's who.
If this is from TikTok. Okay, we learned. Okay, thank you. Tabby?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was doing Let's Learn and I screamed early. Let's Learn! What do you know?
When you lose weight, most of it, like the actual weight part, comes out through breathing, through respiration.
When you lose weight, it comes out through breathing?
Yeah.
So I never, until this moment, thought about where it goes.
Yeah. Matter can't be destroyed, and it goes out through your lungs.
Shut up. That cannot be true. I just assumed you poop it out.
I don't even know where it went. It's just gone.
You breathe it out.
Huh.
Are you a doctor or something, or did you get that from TikTok?
I looked it up. I was wondering one day, and I just found out. Yeah.
So then you just need a screen in front of your face to see how much.
Yeah, what does that do to your breath?
Kira?
Yay!
Let's learn! What do you know?
There are more possible iterations of a game of chess than there are atoms in the observable universe.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, how is that possible?
Yes. It's called the Shannon number. It includes illegal moves, but it's 100% true.
Here's the thing. Erin's like nodding like she knew, and it's only because
I play chess every single day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh my God.
Really?
I love chess.
Do you do the Harry Potter speech every single day?
Nar.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Power has gone to your head.
Yeah. It really has. I don't know what's going on. It's a new thing we're doing on the show. We call it News or Nope, where we tackle the headlines that we never tackle. Like this show, it's more often than not about TX hair or his shoes or his kids. It's like TX. I mean, it's just.
What an annoying time.
It's constant. Can you tell that right now Erin and TX are in a competition during News or Nope? And Erin's suddenly anti-hack?
Yeah, what? Let's have a conversation about the name of the show then. Maybe if it's all me.
I never wanted it to be called The Slacker Show.
Well, I was never even offered.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, clearly.
I was told our names would be in the other order.
Wait, is there an order?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so it's like Slacker Show, and then what does it say?
Featuring T-Hack and Erin. Which, in all honesty, I could not care.
Oh, my God. We'll get that taken off of there as soon as humanly possible.
Oh, damn it.
Featuring?
Yeah.
It says, like, you guys are featured on this show?
Yeah.
We're just.
How are you featured?
I don't know.
We could go away at any point, I guess, is what
I'm saying. Yeah, this is a great point.
Like, we're not on the whole album, just this one song.
You're the hired guns? Okay.
Yeah.
So, the way this works, We're gonna talk about the stories that like aren't about T-Hack, aren't about Erin, aren't about me. These are like news stories, but because I feel like I've been doing this for so long, I'm a pretty good judge of what people want to hear.
Okay.
So I either say news and we get to hear the rest of your story, or I say nope and we move on. And at the end of a couple rounds, we figure out which one of you is better picking out. This is eventually going to determine the permanent person.
Oh no. Okay.
Who gets left on the featured thing. And then the other one of you gets to be also appearing.
Okay. Featuring. You know, blank, like, right, also appearing.
Also appearing. If you ever, like, you go to a lot of concerts, Erin.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a festival, Don't you just love, it's like whoever's at the top,
oh,
it's like
big font,
Hozier,
bold.
Like the biggest, yeah. like 72 point font. Mm-hmm. And by the end, it's like an eye test.
Yes.
It's like yeah. you, whoever loses this thing enough times becomes the fine print.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on some of those flyers before.
Have you really? Oh, it's like, also, well,
you're not going to check. Sure. Yeah. One of those little ones.
Oh, and it's like a huge festival, yeah. but then they yeah. just have you yeah. warming up with some jazz. You like jazz? Like- okay, so it's news or nope.
Mm-hmm.
I believe because Erin took my side against you, she gets to go first today.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right, well, I have another reason you need to get to the airport earlier than you think.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I want to say nope to this really hard because I have lobbied against you. I think...
Yes.
You have a huge problem with getting to the airport early.
Yes.
It's an obsession.
It's not a problem.
Well,
it's logical.
But if you...
But you cut it close. I think, like, you're on the opposite
end. I do one of two things. So I either go real early and go just chill in the Amex lounge. Because it's like...
Mm. Yeah.
And you just sit there. Or, yeah, just... Dude, why you want to be standing there in the Southwest area just waiting for them to call C-47? Like, no.
Well, you can get food and stuff. Like, the regular rules don't apply.
Do you want overpriced food?
Well, I mean, you got to be... You want to know that you're at the right gate. You want to know that your flight's on time.
You've got everything charging.
Mm-hmm.
Charge everything before you leave. Okay.
I do both.
I'm going to say news on this one because we've talked about it long enough. What's another reason?
So you have to get to the airport earlier because of TSA, but it's not TSA's fault. The new trend.
Oh, God, I saw this.
Is that Gen Z are taking photos of their security trays.
Why? It's the same people that are doing their fridge.
Yeah, it's just that aesthetic picture to post.
Mm. So it's like their slides are perfect. And
next
then they're
to
like,
their sunglasses.
Yes.
Yep.
And yeah.
I've taken that photo before, definitely. With my sneakers in the bin. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you, dude?
What?
Get TSA pre, fool.
Why?
You don't have to take your shoes off.
But I kind of.
He wants the picture.
Yeah. I've had the security guys ask me about my shoes before, like a couple times. Well,
okay.
Sorry,
I'm
friendly.
I just want you to know. That's a great one, Erin. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Almost no matter what you say right now is going to be a nope. You better be one charming.
I'm fitting in with the trends.
No,
with the young people.
I have to imagine that even the TSA people are like,
oh, they're so annoyed.
Knock it off.
I'm not
they're just trying to do
down.
Their job.
Oh,
if you're arranging your like, you got to just shove, shove, go, shove, shove, go.
Mm-hmm.
I've been complimented for how organized and like ready I am.
Because you're there 6 hours before your flight.
I've also, someone has commented on that. They're like, do you know how early you are? I'm like, yeah.
Do you know how big of a loser you are?
Like, yes, I am.
Your flight's
I'm going
not
to my gate.
Next week. Okay, Hack, what do you got?
This is not going to go well. There's a new diet out there trying to lose some weight. Skip the semaglutides. Instead, try the sardine fast that's gaining some popularity of eating only sardines.
Nope.
No, I mean,
I can already tell it's just like eat crappy food so you don't eat it all. That's stupid.
Okay.
I think you're feeling like I'm targeting you today, but I'm not. I genuinely want you to pull this out and eke out a tie.
Okay.
If it's at all possible.
Okay.
Go ahead, Erin.
If your workplace environment is rough, I have just the cure. It turns out that dogs in the workplace are great for business. Yeah. They help bring a positive change to the work environment.
Nope.
We've got Tater here.
Hey, I said nope. You got
to Are you going to say nope to Tater?
No. Wow. I'm just saying this is fluff. Like, we're a hard news station, Erin. We don't need
Are you sure?
the fluff pieces about dogs and okay. No, I mean that's just so okay. It's a nope for me. I'm sorry.
But a positive change? Yeah.
Are you on her side or are you trying to... Like right now, she's up 1-0 and this is your only shot at tying it.
All right, I'll hit it here. So the average parent actually spends more time on all their devices than their kids do. Most parents, they found that 80% of parents have three or more electronics, and they spend about 5 hours a day, where the kids only spend 4 hours a day, and they only have two devices. So parents are really the real culprits. But I think it's a little unfair because your kid goes to school, right? They can't have a device. Like, what, parents have your device all day. That's all. And then the kids go to bed, and then the parents are on the devices at night, too. So it's like, I don't know that it's fair to all the parents who...
Do you see what he's doing? He's just trying to talk fast so I can't get a word in edgewise. Do you know what word I want to say right now?
Go ahead.
Nope!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've got a little bit of a kind of a Yubi to judge that I think's probably going to cause T-Hack to have an aneurysm. I'm not 100% sure yet. But we want you to text in to 51059 if you've got an opinion on this thing. There's a mom in Arizona who has like petitioned the school to get her kid out of doing homework.
Mm-hmm.
She said her kid had like a 15 to 20 page homework packet on the first day of school. He felt overwhelmed and anxious.
Mm-hmm. And the kid is in kindergarten.
But I don't think that 15 to 20 page thing is like due that day.
But why do you have homework period in kindergarten?
My nephew has had homework.
And is he in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, preschool?
Great.
He's in preschool.
Perfect.
Does that count?
He's had homework in preschool?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, are you talking homework where it's like, ask your parents this question?
Sure.
Or like that's, this sounds this like an assignment.
This has been like, he had one picture. It was like a little gingerbread man kind of thing. One of the shape. And it was just like, color it in
color
your
it?
Favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. But you're one of the, I knew you were going to be on the wrong side of this.
The wrong side? No, I'm on the children's side.
That's the wrong side.
Why?
Because...
Were you not a child once? Did you lose all that
wonder and innocence? No, I was a child who was raised by a generation of people who were barely off the farm. Like, my father lived on a farm. And so, it was like, get up at 5 and, like, milk cows for him. So, he had zero mercy for me. And when things got tough at school, he wasn't like, oh, let me call the teacher and make things easier for you, you little participation trophy people. The reason you think you're on the side of the kids is because you think life should never be difficult for a kid.
No, that's not true. I think that homework is unnecessary because our kid's already at the school for 8 hours a day all day. Like, why do we need to also take away the family time? Especially that's what's the most important thing, I think, is the amount of time you have together as a family. And now you're eating away at that. I already can't see my kid during the day. Now I also don't get to hang out with him at night because he's got to work on homework. That seems unfair.
You should homeschool him then.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Are you on my side on this one?
I don't know. Because I kind of agree.
How would that help my problem? I have to go to work. Like, I can't not go
to
work.
Oh, so you're already not going to be at home to see your kid if he's at home.
During the day, so when I'm home at night, that should be our time, not homework time.
But then you don't get a take away from the earlier daytime because you would be gone anyways.
God, I love
it. So it doesn't count. Right?
Yeah.
I know.
They should be doing all of their schoolwork while they're at school and they're gone already.
Do you ever work at home from here?
Yes, I do.
Because that's what real life is. And
right.
Shouldn't school be getting you ready for that?
It should, but it doesn't. Like, so now we're going to act like the stuff they're learning in school doesn't get you ready for school. So now we're going to act like this. Now that's the most important thing.
Your son and his 20-page homework packet is important. Because it's getting him ready.
I don't know if this is going to sound backwards, but I almost think that the younger you are, like the more homework kind of thing. Because like when you get to high school, then it's so important that you're in a sport or doing like some extra things.
But if you're not in a sport, then you should have a ton of homework, don't you think?
I don't know. Or now it's very common to get a job. And I would rather my kid, who does not exist, will never exist, get a job and like learn to be a decent member of society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But they should have something else to do. School is not enough. Just being in school for 8 hours is not enough. Like, it's not.
Why is that not enough?
Because it's not enough for you. You're here for a solid 3 hours. You piece of hell.
It's three too long.
I think there's just too much. I think there's too much homework for kids. And I think especially for when they have to do like projects and stuff, once the homework gets bigger and better, mm-hmm. like science projects and all these things like cardboard and stuff.
Yeah.
Who does that affect most more than anyone? I think it would affect a single mom who's struggling to pay rent. She's got she's got two jobs. She's got three jobs. How is she going to go out in the middle? If my kid forgets to tell me about a homework assignment, like I'm thankfully, I don't have that second job at night. I can run to the store late at night and get him something. What about the parents who are working second shift who can't do that? Now their kid gets an F where my kid gets an A. That's where the gap in the socioeconomic gap widens.
Get out of here with these big words.
Oh my God. You're trying to win with big words?
That's not a big word. That's a real word.
You made
do
us
your
dumb.
Homework. Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is other people's problems. OPP. TAC knows all the deets.
I do. I've actually been working on this tease for a little bit.
I'm proud of it.
He put work into it. Okay.
Ooh, this is like behind the scenes. This is a tease.
June has a connection with a guy, but then she realized she has a connection to this guy.
Oh my God. Are they siblings?
Oh, that's so hot.
That's not it.
June?
Yay.
Boy, was that a good tease? What's going on?
You guys pretty much nailed it. I matched with this guy on a dating app, and he's just wonderful. He's so wonderful. And I've been on two dates with him, and everything, you know, is going great. Honestly, haven't felt this way in a while. And yeah, we just really hit it off. And I showed a picture of him to my friend. And she gasped, and she said, "Oh my God, that's the principal at your daughter's new school." So it's like my friend, she has older kids at the school, so she recognized him immediately, but I had no idea. And you know, like he mentioned, he works in education, but I didn't think anything of it. Of course, you know.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough money to tell you the principal of either of my kids' schools.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I was feeling nervous. I'm like, I don't know either. No, I'm not sure alone. There are people. I have no idea. I could have ran him off the road on the way to work. I wouldn't have known.
I feel like that's important to know.
My daughter just started high school.
Yeah.
So I don't really know that one. Like, I know in her middle school, it was Ms. Bird.
Okay.
I think so. Like,
I think.
Like,
all right.
Yeah, I think she was a principal. I think eventually she was. I think she talked a lot at assemblies.
Okay.
But I get Noah's school?
You should probably know in high school, because that's when you get...
Especially with the amount of cash I'm throwing at those guys. I should know that guy.
Yeah, you should see if he's got a new Ferrari or something. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Senior, would he be religious? He's not a priest. They just have a priest.
Yeah.
The principal doesn't have to be a priest. Okay. I'm sorry, June. We'll get back to you after we figure out who the principals are at my kid's school. Okay, so your daughter just started school, though.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's a new school, and I just didn't know. Like you guys.
Do you think... First, I'll just give the phone number, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059. Does this matter? I mean, or is there some sort of weird, undue... Like, because then... The only thing I can think of is like there were people like the gym teacher, his kid ended up in his class, and you would think that would be good, but he treated him so bad, like so as to not show favoritism, he like beat
swung
his,
the opposite.
Like, oh
direction.
My God, he was so terrible to his own kid,
really.
And so like I'm just wondering if that's the ramifications June's worried about. It's like if this gets serious, when your daughter walks by. You don't want her to be the teacher's pet. Mm-hmm. You also don't want him to zag and go like, pull up your shirt. Like what? Tuck your shirt. Like, just be a D to her.
Yeah. Well, and the
also, I don't want my daughter to feel uncomfortable, you know?
Oh, I didn't even think about her.
If it goes too far.
Well, that's the principal can kind of go either way, because like a teacher, they see every day, all day long. But a principal
can kind of be in the background.
Right. But then it also could be worse if the principal does what you're saying and is like,
kind of a jerk.
Now you're really in trouble because it's
a principal. But that's only if like the kid gets in trouble and has to go see the principal.
Yeah,
so
true.
If you can prevent that.
I think it's fine.
My middle school principal like threw me against the lockers once. So
what'd you do? Just kidding. I don't think you did anything.
I was funny.
Oh.
At the wrong time. In retrospect, yes, humor, not great. But also, throwing me against the lockers, also
even
not
worse.
Great. Right. Yeah. So he ended up sleeping with my mom for a little while there.
I want to hear his side before I really make
He's
a decision.
Dead.
Okay.
Oh, rip.
Sorry. Okay. There's that humor.
I am so uncomfortable. All right, June. So yeah, I apologize unreservedly. I hadn't even thought about the emotions of your daughter. Like for her.
It's okay. I'm just like, yeah, I'm wondering like, should I keep seeing him? I mean, because we met in this like really innocent way, you know, and it feels kind of unfair to give up on something like so good.
For sure. And it's not like you're seeing him so she gets better grades.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. I guess I'm wondering like, has anyone else dated their kid's principal or like teacher or like, you know, how do you know if you should call it up? I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get you some advice. Hang on. Don't move. We'll talk about you behind your back here.
I think it's fine. I think they're adults.
I think it's weird. It might be fine, but it's definitely weird because we should have asked, but my assumption is like elementary school, which means that's like 5-6 years. That's a long time.
Oh, like, that she's in school for.
Yes. Like if this was middle school, that one's 3. You got a shot of getting her in and out.
Would you rather have the 5-6 years with the principal or the 1 year with the direct teacher? I would rather have the principal for sure.
I don't know. Like my daughter, because my daughter is like in the GTL program a lot. So
what's that, Gym Tan Laundry?
Gifted, talented.
Yeah.
It's gifted, talented something.
Okay. All right. So not Jersey
gifted
Shore related.
And, no,
all
it's
right,
not
I know
Gym
they were
Tan.
Teaching that.
Is that really, is that
yeah.
what GTL really
GTL,
is?
Yeah,
Gym Tan Laundry.
From Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
right?
Here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a big
no,
thing.
This is gifted and talented learning or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, similar.
So then they actually.
Where's the beach?
Pretty much polar opposite. Okay. So then she spent a lot of time with the principal. But
okay.
Principal was always handing her an award or a yard sign or whatever. And if it'd be like, hey, I'll see you at dinner tonight. Like, that'd be weird. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
like,
if
you're in, either you're a bad kid or you're a really good kid, you spend time with the principal.
True. That's a good point. But you think it's weird whether their June and the principal's relationship like goes poorly or goes well. Either way, it's weird. Like,
I think it's mostly weird if it goes well.
I think it's isn't it the opposite? If there's like a weird, I dated your mom, I saw you, or there's that one time where you saw me in the morning, or I don't know.
I guess
that could be either,
but like there's something about, you know, Sunday night having dinner around the table and your principal's there, and then on Monday you get to school and your principal, like, or they drive you. It's like, well, I'm going that way. Might as well just.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I don't. We had a kid in my class who his mom was dating the gym teacher, and one day he showed up to gym class and he wore the gym teacher's shorts that had been left at his house the night before.
Did he say that out loud?
To us, like we all knew what was going on. Yeah, and so the teacher's like, "Hey, where'd you get those?" He's like, "I found them at my house," and the gym teacher dropped it right away. Like, all right, look good. Moving on, dodgeball.
Wow.
Yeah, see,
so I get that, but that was high school, and he was being like intentionally,
whatever.
I don't know.
Well, I'll say this: if that worked on a gym teacher, what kind of dirt you got on a principal? Like, you can get a D in physics and go, hey.
Or if you try to pull that, they'll give you something lower and go the opposite direction.
No. Not if he really likes June. If June's giving it up,
and
the way
they hit it off, like they had a great connection. They didn't even. No, until, like she still wouldn't know had her friend not recognized him.
Yeah, true.
So she would have figured it out at the first assembly, and that would have been weird.
True.
June is humping the principal. Is this a bad idea? If you've been in this situation, we'd love to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help June out, and I guess I feel like we maybe made light of that a little bit. But
you do?
Because she's genuinely concerned for her daughter. She matched with a dude. She really likes the dude on a dating site. Mm-hmm. And then now she's found out that dude is her daughter's principal.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think that's a big deal, right?
I think they're both adults. I mean, I think they can both be professional. I think the principal has maybe even done this before. Like, if he's a single guy, he's probably like, I mean, everyone
what?
has. Well, probably. If he's a single, or maybe he did. I don't want to assume that, I guess. But I'm sure it happens all the time. Like, we got some texts that say, like, principals have their own kids in the same school.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
And I remember I had a teacher whose son was in my grade, and he had to be in the other class just so he didn't have his mom for the teacher.
It's
kind of similar.
Yeah, but you're sleeping with her mom. And if that goes south, then every time you see that kid, maybe it's just me. Like, when I break up with people, I'm not all that nice.
You should go to therapy.
Because then I'll have to break up with a therapist and be mean to them. And no, I'm just saying, I wouldn't want my daughter going to a school where I'm sleeping with the principal. But I don't really know if the principal at my kid's school is male. Let's just take, Lee?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she should have a talk with both the daughter and the principal.
And say what?
And explain the situation.
I'm sleeping with your principal.
Enjoy your dinner.
But I mean, what would you say? That's all I'm...
I would have a discussion, actually, see how they both feel about it.
All right.
Okay, so give the daughter power to veto it. But, I mean, you wouldn't do this any other boy, or would you? As a parent dating, would you give your kid, if it wasn't the principal, would you give them veto power over the person you're dating?
I mean, I would trust a kid's, genuine reaction to a person. It's kind of like dogs. If the dog doesn't like a person, I'm not going to like a person. It's like that sixth sense kind of thing.
It is such a good thing that you don't have kids.
Never.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Tiak is about to just go full-on pander mode.
No.
No.
Yes, he is.
I'm just learning.
No, because you're... God.
He's being a good human.
Thank you.
I'm a good human. There's a story out that says women, a majority of women would quit their job to take a different job if that job let them work from home during their cycle. If I say cycle, the cycle is the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like, the cycle's constant. It's right, 28 right. days repeat. It just 28 starts days over. Repeat. Uh-huh. 28 days repeat. They just want to stay home during the bad week.
Shark week.
Do people call it that?
Sometimes.
Okay, because that's great. I didn't want to. Okay. But then Tiak is like, I just feel bad for all of what, and he's trying to talk me into
ladies.
Let's go on the air and let me explain women.
I have my TENS unit machine in my office.
Do you really?
Yeah. I bought it years ago thinking.
Because we were going to simulate periods on us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, I'm down
You're
with
in?
It. Let's talk about periods here.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll simulate them in a minute.
Okay.
If you want.
I am not trying to pander. I am
You
learning.
Are because you're
this
just
is
like...
A, no, this is a new... We don't learn about this stuff. We barely learned about the guy's side of things, let alone the period side of things in
school.
And
especially in private school, they tend to just give you the bare minimum and then move on.
They didn't tell you guys anything?
I don't know if I ever was taught anything other than wait for marriage.
Oh,
and
really?
And that's it. Yeah.
That was all they... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually okay.
Yeah. So
there's another story about that. But
So I've said this before. So my wife and I, we have two kids, and she has decided.
By the way, if you have pandering on your bingo card, go ahead and fill that dot in right now, because here comes Tia.
It's not. It's just the truth.
I respect my wife so much. Like, you keep going, but
I wasn't gonna say any of that. We have two kids, and she's decided to not get back on birth control. She didn't like what it did to her hormonally. The long-term effects of it, that was the decision she made.
Totally valid, totally understood.
Sure.
So instead, we're tracking her cycles, and she's tracking it. There are tons of apps now to use. And then she's also added me to the app so that it takes out a lot of the... I think it's good. It's a little weird on one hand. It's a little
What's weird about
invasive.
It?
Like, I just know so much. But also, I think it's good. It takes the guesswork out of it. I don't need to go... Are you ovulating today? Or what's the situation? I can check the app and I can know. And then so that's
so you think that's
weird and kind of good.
I do kind of like that. But I mean, I like when I'm in a relationship, I tend to know.
What part do you know, though?
I know the week before.
Okay.
And I know the week of. I mean, one.
Okay, so that's like 14 days out of the 28.
Sure. I mean, yes. Because I'm not one of those guys who's afraid of Shark Week.
Mm-hmm.
Just mm-hmm. FYI.
Yeah. You're like a scuba guy.
There are definite people. There are men out there like, oh, Shark Week. I guess I'll just hang with my boys this week. No, mm-hmm. no point in pitching woo to the wife. And you're like, dude, you're missing. Like, there's a hormone thing happening. God, what am I doing? But you,
yeah.
I mean,
who's
just ask you,
now? What's going on?
I'm just saying. I'm saying that women I have found in my world travels that if you're willing, oh God, there's just no, you know what I'm saying? That like relations can be great during Shark Week. They can.
Sure. Yes.
It's definitely a crime scene, but like, but it can, yes.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So then you also kind of know building up if you listen to your partner's cues, it's like, oh, you know, that week before it's like, God, my boobs hurt. And you're like, oh, okay. Like that's, you know, like they start to have signs that it's coming on. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I don't need an app for that. What I have is the eyeball test.
Okay.
It's so much deeper than that.
Tell me what I'm getting wrong. What am I getting wrong?
Like, it's not just physical things like that. There's
what else? What is it? Mental things?
Yeah.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know you're like your hormone. Cause like the week before was typically, like,
that's
there's
kind
a two
of when
week period in
your
my,
emotions are heightened, your yes. like everything is heightened.
Yes. There's if you deal with somebody who's got, what's the thing called?
PCOS? No.
Is that what it's called? Like it's the one
know.
Where it's real bad, real hard. Like
I think
endometriosis
so.
Is another
oh, maybe
one.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like super, that time of the month is like super bad. You've really got like a 4 or 5 day period where things are good in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
the rest of the month is real rough.
That's all I was saying. Now that I have this app and it shows me the actual calendar of what days are what, I'm just learning that it's really not a week. There's not very many days where there's just nothing happening for a typical 28 day cycle. Like you're ovulating, so your emotions and hormones and stuff are higher. Then you're actually, it is Shark Week, and then there's a little days afterwards, and it's like the window's
so
just very small. That's all I'm saying is I'm just learning this, that it's not just like the week and then avoid it. Ugh.
So you had two kids and you didn't know that until now?
No, I didn't. No.
Huh. Okay. So then when you're tracking it, do you feel dirty? Is it almost like having a GPS on your wife's car?
That's the weird part, a little bit, yeah, of going, especially because the app sometimes, which I don't like this, it'll be like, hey, want to know how you can make her feel better today? Like, try these tips. And like,
wait, it knows you're a guy monitoring your wife.
Yeah, because she like added me to the account. So I'm just,
so
I
you're not looking at hers. It's like going,
right.
Hey, bro, she's not going to be happy when
or
you get home.
Or maybe it's just a supportive idea.
Always glass
I don't
half
know.
Full girl over there.
It feels a little like I'm creeping
pandering?
On her, or like I should. Like you're right,
you're
man. Maybe I should
her.
Just know myself. So don't give me the tip. Like I don't want to take tips from the app. I want to know myself, but I have to learn through the app. So it's the catch 22.
So what do you think she shared access because you've been insensitive?
No, or? No. It's because we're not currently trying to get pregnant, and so it's just very
so you
adamant
need to
that
know
we,
when to avoid.
Yes, when to avoid exactly. So, and I'm like,
and is that in that
paranoid,
last?
Believe
that's
it or
in
not,
those last few days, right? When you avoid just before,
I think so because that's
just before Shark Week, like a couple days
before
Shark Week,
everything starts to crumble.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you just gotta.
I would show you the app, but I don't want you to be too pandery or anything.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Two videos to show you about
guys,
him.
Hello.
Wait, what?
We're. Could you? Jesus.
It's candy time, all right?
Thank you.
We're supposed to be a professional radio show.
I know, but
Aaron's horking down food in the middle of a sentence talking to you.
Aaron's kind of ruined my life.
Have you, hold on, Slacker, have you tried these?
What is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now you get it.
Those things are from the devil. Yeah. The only thing more addictive are the beaver nuggets. I cannot get enough beaver nuggets in my head.
Mm, yeah, these are the Nerds gummy clusters.
They're so good.
Yeah. Is there a purple bag? I think I like the purple bag.
The purple's the original, but then they have mixed berry. This one is blue and red. It's Berry Punch Rush. It's limited.
Here's what I'd like to say. I understand what you're doing, trying to like distract the show with your stupid gummy nerd clusters.
I'm not doing it.
You know what time it is? It's time for Teed Off with T-Hack.
Ooh. Mm.
Do you know what that means? It's time for you and I to debut our theme songs that we promised everyone we would have. I don't even know if you're teed off at something.
We did not promise anyone.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We said we would have two different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so
that
excited.
That part we did.
Huh?
That part we said yes.
Yeah. Well, today's the day.
Who says who?
You said you were going to do it.
And you said no.
I did not say
yes,
no.
Yes, you did.
I said it will be difficult.
You said it would be impossible.
I never said it. Nothing is impossible.
You said
nothing
no.
is impossible if you
because
put it
Because I even asked if we should do a weekend tease to be like, hey, no. Monday, we're going to debut them.
No,
and I'm you just, said no.
Today's
and
the day.
So,
today's
nope.
the day. So if you're not ready, then I win. And I can put mine in, and
that's
we can.
That's not how it works.
That is exactly okay. So
I don't like this.
It's a new teed off. It's a new feature called Teed Off with Slacker, and I'm teed off that Erin is lazy and didn't do her job.
That's not true.
That's complete. Do you have your song?
I'm still working
how
on it.
How can you, dude? It's a,
because
it's
I
mine
literally
is like 14 seconds long.
Yes, yeah. Mine is very short as well. But
it's just for me. Like it's not even. Not even important.
It's a specific sound that I need help getting the correct tones on.
I'll help you.
I don't want your
help. Why can't
this
I help you? Because like, it's because we're
are
in competition.
Like yes. a symphony here. I'm so honored.
The amount of research I have put into this is more than my like whole college career.
Hold on. You're really trying to win this?
Yes.
You're not going to win.
You said off air that you're barely on it. So how do you think you're going to win?
I'm going to win because one... I'm prolific in my songwriting skills. Two, my name's on the show. I choose who wins.
You're not picking the winner. T-Hack is picking the winner.
I said I would not pick the winner. I cannot choose.
Hey, T-Hack, do you want some more nerds? clusters?
I said I could be bought, but I don't want to pick the winner. How do I
berry punch ones.
It's a lose-lose situation for me.
So can we have it by
I'd rather
tomorrow?
Just date both of you. Just no. keep it, just juggle the plates.
I'm not E&M, no matter what my Hinge profile says. I just had to widen the net that I'm casting, so now I'm...
Did you reduce the age?
E&M. And,
oh.
Yeah, no, I've reduced the age down to conception.
Stop.
It can't get lower.
No, I'm just... Okay, so... Are we going to do a teed off with T-Hack right now? Or are we just, was this entire waste of people's time just to say that Aaron's not ready? Here's what I'd like to do.
Hold on.
Text in if you think Erin not being ready is a DQ. 51059.
We did not.
Should we DQ her?
Fine.
Or,
but we did not agree on a due date.
We did.
We did not.
You said you were coming
you
in.
You said no.
No. You should still have it ready.
Whose show is this? You said no.
Who's going to DQ me? And I mean Dairy Queen.
Okay, yeah. You get out of this.
Okay. So are you mad about anything? Text into 51059. Yeah. How long should Erin have to complete this?
And
I
also,
literally
if you can
threw
help
it
me.
Together while in the throes of a great deal of wine. And
congratulations.
Brown alcohol. Like, so I'm not even sure if it's good.
Inspiration struck you while you were.
Well, I had already had the initial lyrics, so I screwed up. To give people, it's like, should we just take this off air? No.
No.
So to give people perspective, T-Hack has a thing that he tried to call Grinds My Gears, and now we've mm-hmm. given it up to the listeners, and mm-hmm. They agreed with us calling it Hacked Off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really hacks me
Hacking
off.
Hacks me off, yeah. But we think that's just going to be his catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so I can...
That really hacks me off.
Yep, and then you guys can tell me how dumb I am.
And then the song is Teed Off with T-Hack. Mm-hmm. So we need a jingle for that. And people, that was suggested by somebody. I think you even know the name of the person who suggested it.
Yeah, an acquaintance.
Okay.
Shout out, Josh.
So the only people listening to this drivel is... Okay.
So I'm going to win.
Yeah, they're Aaron's friends. Maybe we should be nicer to Erin.
So anyway, so then we were tasked with coming up with jingles. I came up with my lyrics and I sent them to the group text between us. And Aaron's like, oh, my rhymes are the same. To which
I said, I have one rhyme that's the
which
same.
Which means you hadn't written yours.
I wrote mine the night before.
No, you didn't. Yes, show it to me then.
I tried and you're just like, that's not true.
You haven't tried to show it to me?
Yes, I have.
No, you just held your computer up and you're like, look, it's like, that didn't prove anything. It's like, I told you, have a piece of paper going, no. Oh, this is the original copy of the Declaration of Independence.
I told you at 8:18 the night before, that's a lie. It's not, because I had texted a friend because I needed the name of a band who this is inspired by, and that's why I need help with
the vocal tones.
I'm not telling you because it's going to be a giveaway.
Mine's already done.
It doesn't matter. I want it to be a surprise.
I feel like I wanted this to just be like a fun segment. You know, I thought we could all get together and be angry together.
Instead, we're just angry at you.
I know. I'm sorry. I won't be mad anymore. Right. Maybe I'll just...
So here, we don't have time for your teed off right now. Okay. Here's the thing. Where we're at right now is we need a hard and fast deadline for Aaron. Is it tomorrow? Is it 2 days from now? Like, you've had a week. We started talking about this like a week ago. It is time to put your money where your mouth is. Or then every day you're late, I can submit more than one. I'll just keep writing new ones. I'll have 20 different jingles to choose
from. A little library.
Yeah. Wow. And then, like, by the way, the one that I have is so good because I got a tag on the end of it that can keep changing. I'm going to win just based on I got an ace in the hole that is going to make T-Hack, even though he has said out loud he's not going to vote on this. He's going to vote and he's going to vote for mine because I know him and I got him.
Your words mean nothing to me.
I fully got you. You want to know why? Because you have nothing. You have nothing to back up. You're like, I'm going to write something and I've been researching.
A lot of potential.
I don't like people researching me. All right. Get out of my past.
Text into 51059. Tell Aaron how long she has. If she doesn't have it by that date, which I think is tomorrow, then I'm the automatic winner and you hear the brand new T-Doc for T-Hack.
You got the name wrong.
I didn't say it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Would it be weird if I told you I know somebody? No, this is, I don't even know how to approach this thing. So I have a friend of a friend who knows somebody in prison. Is that okay? Let's just start there.
Okay.
Can we all suspend our disbelief on that?
Sure.
Yeah. That's believable. I think so far,
is
right?
That like, what? Do you think would it land if I said I had a friend in prison?
No.
No.
Why not? Because I'm not tough enough?
Yeah.
I'm not.
No.
What are you talking about? I was in a band. I've done hard stuff.
No.
I bet I know people in jail.
I think
if you're listening and I knew you and you're in jail right now, here's what I'm freaking out about. Okay. So this person who knows somebody who's in jail, that person, okay, they're all at a party, right? And the woman is FaceTiming her husband in jail. Let's just start right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we start right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do prisoners have a phone that can FaceTime?
You'd be surprised.
Tell me.
There's a whole...
I'd be surprised. How do... You can't have a phone. You're like,
Aaron's
in jail.
Of all people, Aaron's like, you'd be surprised what it goes on in jail. I know a lot about it.
How do you know what goes on in jail?
Because of prison TikTok.
That's a thing?
Oh my gosh, it's
a
thing.
Wait, hold on. Okay. If prison TikTok is a thing that you've seen, how's the warden of that prison not seen it? How's the guards of that prison not seen it?
That's a good point,
They don't have accounts.
What?
you would recognize, like, hey, that's my jail.
Right.
Those are the inmates that I'm in charge of.
That's inmate number 44921. Like, get him.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he's breaking it down, but he's still breaking protocol. Right. Like,
what is on prison TikTok? What are they doing?
Oh, it's so funny. Sometimes they'll go live. A lot of the times, I just saw one.
What?
Where he's in like the common area where they have all the tables and stuff.
The cafeteria?
It's not the cafeteria. It's just like it's right outside where all the beds are.
Okay.
And he's lip syncing a song from Pitch Perfect, which makes me also confused because. That means the volume is way up. And
yes.
They're like, hold on, do another take. And it's the whole
thing. And the
guards
are not.
I don't know, but incredible performance.
Okay. And at the risk of angering any inmates who might currently be listening,
yeah,
I am terrified of prison because I get into the loopholes, rabbit holes sometimes on YouTube of people who've been in prison and they're like, here's what you need to do to survive. And it always just seems very terrifying. Like you have to be very tough. You have to be willing and ready to fight. You will fight. Like all these things that happen.
Is that really real?
Well, I don't know. Now they're lip syncing Pitch right. Perfect. It's like, right. Oh, maybe I'd fit in.
You might crush.
Yeah, the talent show's coming up.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Exactly. Like, okay. No, I get it.
But I'm confused because that's not the prison that I've always heard of my whole life. You know, of like going,
just the Shawshank stuff.
Right. All of that.
Going
shanking, yeah. and don't drop the soap and
all of that. That it always seems terrifying, not like a performance, a place to channel your.
But do we think inner performer. So? Which is real? What we're seeing on TikTok prison, or
I'll show you the videos. It seems very real.
Yeah, which is it? Which is more? Is this revealing the real truth? I don't even like saying this. There's people who are like,
no. I mean, if you're in prison right now and you have a phone, will you text in to 5105? I swear to God, we will not rat you out.
No, yeah. No.
We just text in to 5105.
No, we're cool.
And your TikTok cool. username.
You guys, how'd they get the phone in?
I think.
No, don't. Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. No way.
It's smuggled in.
I mean, even a non-pro is, that's big.
They're getting thinner, maybe.
No.
I don't know, but there's like Tory Lanez is in jail and he's been releasing music. Rappers put out music while
they're. How has he been releasing music? He's been recording it on a phone, or does he have a MacBook? How was he making music in jail?
I don't know. A MacBook seems harder to smuggle. We'll start there. It seems like that's got to be maybe a guard's on the take. And they're hooking you up.
Slapping down like language, like, yeah, is this guy on the take?
Yeah, I'm cool. I can fit in.
So far, no texts from inside. But okay, so you can't get a MacBook.
Ask your friend, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, so here's Okay, so yes, here's what happened. So they're all at a party and the woman is FaceTiming her man in jail, which is weird. And she goes, oh God, my friend Tom is here. Let me hand him the phone. So when she hands Tom the phone, the inmate hands the phone to another inmate. So like now two people are talking who've never met, like they don't even know each other at all. So this Tom guy's like thinking he's meeting her jailhouse TikTok husband.
Okay.
And instead he's meeting just a different inmate at the prison. That inmate was Joe MFing Exotic.
The Tiger King?
Yes!
Wow.
That is amazing.
And so then he had a 20-minute conversation about the impurities in jail and how bad it is for Joe Exotic and how he wish he could get out and run for office and pardon a bunch of his friends that are inside and the whole thing. Like, Joe Exotic is just... So, he... Like, when he's doing the sad thing going like, he's in a prison that has iPhones!
That does, like, yeah, it does. I'm confused. And why would they pass? Why are they just passing the phone along? Like, it seems like people are getting along. I've never heard of people getting along in prison. It's always like they're fighting all the time. It's like, oh, you want to?
Yes, you got to have a bag of nickels or a bag of something like you hit with. Like you always have a sock with heavy crap in it.
Right.
Right.
No.
Right.
You've never seen that.
No.
Yeah, if
some guy's buried.
No. Okay, we're gonna watch the different kind of TikTok then.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, I got a story that's basically if you're driving a truck full of peanut butter or a truck full of bread, I need you to just stand by because we're gonna need your trucks.
Okay, I have a story. A couple getting caught doing something that I've done myself.
Oh.
Sucking at radio?
Is that illegal?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany! Yeah! Gutenberg! There was,
did you say Gutenberg?
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a word.
Is it not a place?
It's Guggenheim? Is that what he's trying to do?
Gutenberg?
Gutenberg? Gutenberg? There was a dude. Gutenberg. There's
Johannes Gutenberg. He's a German inventor and craftsman.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out Johannes.
Yeah, he's in Germany.
So there was a woman had found out someone had been using her clothes dryer.
What?
She lived in an apartment building, and she noticed a dryer
this
was
is
being
the
used.
Worst thing I've okay. ever been
it might be Austrian.
I don't know what he's doing.
So the police, they were on the alert for intruders. They had a $600 electricity bill. They're like,
what?
Something's up. Somebody's using the dryer.
Somebody's using the dryer $600 worth?
Uh-huh. They didn't find anybody, but all the evidence they have is they found an oversized XXL bra, a 2XL bra,
ooh,
and what says here, a jumbo pair of men's underpants that were left behind, which jumbo's not a size. Like, I feel bad for this guy. He's a criminal, but I feel bad.
We know what it is. Okay. Yeah. It's like, if you're in big and tall, yeah, you know what jumbo is.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
It does feel mean, though.
It does.
Yeah. So
big bra, jumbo.
Apparently, they've been breaking into this apartment building to use the dryer for their very large clothes. Okay. I've done the same
thing.
For
their delicates.
Yeah. When my wife was still in school, I used to
break into
the campus and
can
use it there.
Can you tell that whole story again in a German accent?
Yeah.
My story, also not from Florida.
Mm.
It's in California because a huge stretch of highway had to be shut down when two semis and a pickup truck crashed into each other, causing one of the big rigs to dump all of its grapes onto the road.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because of the three truck accident is still being investigated, but there are grapes all over a California road, so they had to close the road for hours, causing a real traffic jam. They're like squished grapes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is...
I'm surprised you didn't go in a wine direction with the grapes.
That seems pretty obvious, but you have to ferment it.
See, and I was going to go sour grapes.
Sure.
It's like you...
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. All right, well, if you have a peanut butter truck... Just drive
swing on
by. Right. Swing on by. Maybe some Wonder Bread.
Why would you want that?
PB&J.
On Wonder Bread.
Yeah, that's what the Uncrustables are. I'd eat that all day long. All right, well, this one kind of petered out, didn't it? Yeah! Those are all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice
105.9. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Two videos to show you about
guys,
him.
Hello.
Wait, what?
Jesus.
It's candy time, all right?
Thank you.
We're supposed to be a professional radio show.
I know, but
Aaron's horking down food
Aaron's
in the middle of a sentence talking to you.
Yeah. Aaron's kind of ruined my life.
Hold on, Slacker. Have you tried these?
What is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now you get it.
Those things are from the devil. Yeah. The only thing more addictive are the beaver nuggets. I cannot get enough beaver nuggets in my head.
Mm, yeah, these are the Nerds gummy clusters.
They're so good.
Yeah, is there a purple bag? I think I like the purple bag.
The purple's the original, but then they have mixed berry. This one is blue and red. It's Berry Punch Rush. It's limited.
Here's what I'd like to say. I understand what you're doing, trying to like distract the show with your stupid gummy nerd clusters.
I'm not doing it.
You know what time it is? It's time for Teed Off with T-Hack.
Ooh. Mm.
Do you know what that means? It's time for you and I to debut our theme songs that we promised everyone we would have. I don't even know if you're teed off at something.
We did not promise anyone.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
We said we would have two different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
That part we did.
Huh?
That part we said yes.
Yeah. Well, today's the day.
Who says who?
You said you were going to do it.
And you said no.
I did not say
yes,
no.
Yes, you did.
I said it will be difficult.
You said it would be impossible.
I never said is impossible.
You said
nothing is impossible if you put it.
Because I even asked if we should do a weekend tease to be like, hey, Monday, we're going to debut them.
No,
and you said no.
Today's the day. So if you're not ready, then I win. And I can put mine in,
not how it works.
That is exactly okay. So
I don't like this.
It's a new teed off. It's a new feature called Teed Off with Slacker, and I'm teed off that Aaron is lazy and didn't do her job.
That's not true.
That's complete. Do you have your song?
I'm still working
how
on
long
it.
How can you, dude? It's a,
because
it's
I
mine
literally
is like 14 seconds long.
Yes, yeah. Mine is very short as well. But
it's just for me. Like it's not even important.
It's a specific sound that I need help getting the correct tones on.
I'll help you.
I don't want your
help. Why can't
this
I help you? Because like, we're
are
in competition.
Like a symphony here.
I'm so honored.
The amount of research I have put into this is more than my like whole college career.
Hold on. You're really trying to win this?
Yes.
You're not going to win.
You said off air that you're barely on it. So how do you think you're going to win?
I'm going to win because one, I'm prolific in my songwriting skills. Two, my name's on the show. I choose who wins. I win.
You're not picking. You're not picking the winner. T-Hack is picking the winner.
I said I would not pick the winner. I cannot choose.
Hey, T-Hack, do you want some more nerds? clusters?
I said I could be bought. But I don't want to pick. I don't want to pick the winner.
Berry punch ones.
The lose-lose situation for me.
So can we have it by?
I'd rather
tomorrow?
Just date both of you. Juggle the plates.
I'm not E&M. No matter what my Hinge profile says, I just had to widen the net that I'm casting. So now I'm.
Did you reduce the age?
E&M.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I've reduced the age down to. Conception.
Stop.
It can't get lower.
No, I'm just okay. So, are we going to do a teed off with T-Hack right now, or are we just was this entire waste of people's time just to say that Aaron's not ready? And do okay. Here's what I'd like to do.
Hold on.
Text in if you think Aaron not being ready is a DQ. 51059.
We did not.
Should
okay.
we DQ her?
Fine. Or, but we did not agree on a due date.
We did.
We did not.
You said you were coming.
You
in.
You said no.
You should still have it ready.
Whose show is this? You said no.
Who's going to DQ me? And I mean Dairy Queen.
Okay, yeah. You get out of this.
Okay. So are you mad about anything? Text into 51059. Yeah. How long should Aaron have to complete this?
And
I
also,
literally
if you can
threw
help
it
me.
Together while in the throes of a great deal of wine. And
congratulations,
brown alcohol. Like, so I'm not even sure if it's good.
Inspiration struck you while you were.
Well, I had already had the initial lyrics, so I screwed up. To give people, it's like, why should we just take this off air? No.
No.
So to give people perspective, T-Hack has a thing that he tried to call "Grinds My Gears," and now we've given it up to the listeners, and they came up with, they agreed with us calling it "Hacked Off."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really hacks me
Hacking
off.
Hacking off, hacks me off. Yeah. But we think that's just going to be his catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so I can.
That really hacks me off.
Yep, and then you guys can tell
and then
me how dumb
song
I am.
The song is teed off with T-Hack. Mm-hmm. So we need a jingle for that. And people, that was suggested by somebody. I think you even know the name of the person who suggested it.
Yeah, an acquaintance.
Okay.
Shout out, Josh.
So the only people listening to this drivel is, okay.
So I'm going to win.
Yeah, they're Aaron's friends. Maybe we should be nicer to Aaron.
So anyway, so then we were tasked with coming up with jingles. I came up with my lyrics and I sent them to the group text us. And Aaron's like, oh, my rhymes are the same. To which
I said I have one rhyme that's the
which
same.
Which means you hadn't written yours.
I and wrote mine the night before.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
show
I did.
It to me then.
I tried, and you're just like, that's not true.
You haven't tried to show it to me?
Yes, I have.
No, you just held your computer up, and you're like, look, it's like, that didn't prove anything. It's like,
I
me
told
holding
you,
up a piece of paper going, no, oh, this is the original copy of the
I
Declaration
told you
of Independence.
At 8:18 the night before,
you,
that was when
a
I...
lie.
It's not, because I had texted a friend because I needed the name of a band who this is inspired by, and that's why I need help with
who's
the vocal
the
tones. I'm not telling you, because it's going to be a giveaway.
Mine's already done.
It doesn't matter. I want it to be a surprise.
I feel like I wanted this to just be like a fun segment. You know, I thought we could all get together and be angry together. Instead,
now
we're
just angry at you.
I know. I'm sorry. I won't be mad anymore.
Right.
Maybe I'll just...
So here, we don't have time for your teed off right now. Here's the thing. Where we're at right now is we need a hard and fast deadline for Aaron. Is it tomorrow? Is it 2 days from now? Like, you've had a week. We started talking about this like a week ago. It is time to put your money where your mouth is. Or then every day you're late, I can submit more than one. I'll just keep writing new ones. I'll have 20 different jingles to choose
from. A little library.
Yeah. Wow. And then, like, by the way, the one that I have is so good because I got a tag on the end of it that can keep changing. I'm going to win just based on, I got an ace in the hole that is going to make T-Hack, even though he has said out loud, he's not going to vote on this. He's going to vote, and he's going to vote for mine. Because I know him, and I got him.
Your words mean nothing to me.
I fully got, you want to know why? Because you have nothing. You have nothing to back up. You're like, I'm going to write something and I've been researching.
A lot of potential.
I don't like people researching me. All right. Get out of my past.
Text into 51059. Tell Aaron how long she has. If she doesn't have it by that date, which I think is tomorrow, then I'm the automatic winner and you hear the brand new T-Doc for T-Hack.
Yeah, you got the name wrong.
I didn't say it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Would it be weird if I told you I know somebody? No, this is, I don't even know how to approach this thing. So I have a friend of a friend who knows somebody in prison. Is that okay? Let's just start there.
Okay.
Can we all suspend our disbelief on that?
Sure.
Yeah. That's believable. I think so far,
why
right?
Is that believable? Like, what? Do you think would it land if I said I had a friend in prison?
No.
No.
Why not? Because I'm not tough enough?
Yeah.
I'm not.
No.
What are you talking about? I was in a band. I've done hard stuff.
No.
I bet I know people in jail.
I think
if you're listening and I knew you and you're in jail right now, here's what I'm freaking out about. Okay. So this person who knows somebody who's in jail, that person, okay, they're all at a party, right? And the woman is FaceTiming her husband in jail. Let's just start right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we start right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do prisoners have a phone that can FaceTime?
You'd be surprised.
Tell me.
There's a whole.
I'd be surprised. You can't have a phone. You're like, in jail.
Of all people, Aaron's like, you'd be surprised what it goes on in jail. I know a lot about it.
How do you know what goes on in jail?
Because of prison TikTok.
That's a thing?
Oh my gosh, it's
a
thing.
Wait, hold on. Okay. If prison TikTok is a thing that you've seen,
mm-hmm.
How's the warden of that prison not seen it? How's the guards of that prison not
That's a good point.
They don't have accounts.
What?
You would recognize, like, hey, that's my jail.
Right.
Those are the inmates that I'm in charge of.
That's inmate number 44921. Like, get him.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he's breaking it down, but he's still breaking protocol. Right. Like,
What is on prison TikTok? What are they doing?
Oh, it's so funny. Sometimes they'll go live. A lot of the times, I just saw one.
What?
Where he's in like the common area where they have all the tables and stuff.
The cafeteria?
It's not the cafeteria. It's just like, it's right outside where all the beds are.
Okay.
And he's like lip syncing a song from Pitch Perfect, which makes me also confused because that means the volume is way up. And
yes.
They're like, hold on, do another take. And it's the whole
and the guards
thing.
Are not-
I don't know, but incredible performance.
Okay. And at the risk of angering any inmates who might currently be listening.
Yeah.
I am terrified of prison because I get into the loopholes, rabbit holes sometimes on YouTube of people who've been in prison and they're like, here's what you need to do to survive. And it always just seems very terrifying. Like you have to be very tough. You have to be willing and ready to fight. You will fight. Like all these things that happen.
Is that really real?
Well, I don't know. Now they're lip syncing Pitch Perfect. It's like, maybe I'd fit in.
You might crush.
Yeah, the talent show's coming up.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Exactly. Okay. No, I get it.
But I'm confused because that's not the prison that I've always heard of my whole life. You know, of like going.
Just the Shawshank stuff.
Right. All of that.
Going and shanking and don't drop the soap and
all of that. That it always seems terrifying, not like. A performance, a place to channel your.
But do we think inner performer. So? Which is real? What we're seeing on TikTok prison, or
I'll show you the videos. It seems very real.
Yeah, which is it? Which is more? Is this revealing the real truth? I don't even like saying this. There's people who are like,
no. I mean, if you're in prison right now and you have a phone, will you text in to 5105? I swear to God, we will not rat you out.
No,
yeah.
No.
We just text in to 5105.
No, we're cool.
And your TikTok username.
You guys, how'd they get the phone in?
I think.
No, don't. Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. No way.
It's smuggled in.
I mean, even a non-pro is, that's big.
They're getting thinner, maybe.
No.
I don't know, but there's like Tory Lanez is in jail and he's been releasing music. Rappers put out music while they're.
How has he been releasing music? He's been recording it on a phone or does he have a MacBook? How was he making music in jail?
I don't know. A MacBook seems harder to smuggle. We'll start there. It seems like that's got to be maybe a guard's on the take. And
you up. Slapping down like language, like, yeah, is this guy on the take?
Yeah. I'm cool. I can fit in.
So far, no texts from inside. But okay, so you can't get a MacBook.
Ask your friend, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, so here's here's what happened. So they're all at a party, and the woman is FaceTiming her man in jail, which is weird. And she goes, oh God, my friend. Tom is here. Let me hand him the phone. So when she hands Tom the phone, the inmate hands the phone to another inmate. So like now two people are talking who've never met, like they don't even know each other at all. So this Tom guy's like thinking he's meeting her jailhouse TikTok husband.
Okay.
And instead, he's meeting just a different inmate at the prison. That inmate was Joe M. effing Exotic.
The Tiger King?
Yes!
Wow.
That is amazing.
And so then he had a 20-minute conversation about the impurities in jail and how bad it is for Joe Exotic and how he wish he could get out and run for office and pardon a bunch of his friends that are inside and the whole thing. Like, Joe Exotic is just... So he... Like, when he's doing the sad thing, going like, he's in a prison with that has iPhones.
That does, like, yeah, it does. I'm confused. And why would they pass? Why are they just passing the phone along? Like, they're, it seems like people are getting along. I've never heard of people getting along in prison. It's always like they're fighting all the time. It's like, oh, you want to?
Yes, you got to have a bag of nickels or a bag of something like yes. You hit with. Like, you have, you always have a sock with heavy crap in it.
Right.
Right.
No.
Right.
You've never seen that.
No.
Yeah, if you're if
not
if
on
some
TikTok.
Guy's married, no. Okay, we're gonna watch the different kind of TikTok then.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, I got a story that's basically if you're driving a truck full of peanut butter or a truck full of bread, I need you to just stand by because we're gonna need your trucks.
Okay. I have a story, a couple getting caught doing something that I've done myself.
Oh.
Sucking at radio?
Is that illegal?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany! Gutenberg! There was,
did you say Gutenberg?
Yeah.
That's, I don't even think that's a word.
Is it not a place?
It's Guggenheim? Is that what he's trying to do?
Gutenberg?
Gutenberg? Isn't Gutenberg. There was a dude. Yeah. Gutenberg. There's
Johannes Gutenberg. He's a German inventor and craftsman.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out Johannes.
Yeah, he's in Germany.
So there was a police were after. There was a woman had found out someone had been using her clothes dryer.
What?
She lived in an apartment building, and she noticed a dryer
this
was being used.
Okay. I've ever been
it might be Austrian.
I don't know what he's doing.
So the police, they were on the alert for intruders. They had a $600 electricity bill. They were like,
what?
Something's up. Somebody's using the dryer.
Somebody's using the dryer $600 worth?
Uh-huh. They didn't find anybody, but all the evidence they have is they found an oversized XXL bra, a 2XL bra,
ooh,
and what says here, a jumbo pair of men's underpants that were left behind, which jumbo's not a size. Like, I feel bad for this guy. He's a criminal, but I feel bad.
I think we know what it is. Okay. Yeah. It's like, if you're in big and tall, yeah, you know what jumbo is.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
It does feel mean, though.
It does.
Yeah. So
big bra, jumbo.
Apparently, they've been breaking into this apartment building to use the dryer for their very large clothes.
Okay.
I've done the same
for their
thing.
They're delicates.
Yeah. When my wife was still in school, I used to
break into
the campus and
can
use it there.
Can you tell that whole story again in a German accent?
Yeah.
My story also not from Florida. It's in California because a huge stretch of highway had to be shut down when two semis and a pickup truck crashed into each other, causing one of the big rigs to dump all of its grapes onto the road.
Oh no.
The cause of the three truck accident is still being investigated, but there are grapes all over a California road, so they had to close the road for hours, causing a real traffic jam. They're like squished grapes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is...
I'm surprised you didn't go in a wine direction with the grapes.
That seems pretty obvious, but you have to ferment it.
See, and I was going to go sour grapes.
Sure.
It's like you...
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. All right, well, if you have a peanut butter truck... Just drive
swing on
down,
by.
Or
right.
Swing on by, maybe some Wonder Bread.
Why would you want that?
PB&J.
On Wonder Bread.
Yeah, that's what the Uncrustables are. I'd eat that all day long. All right, well, this one kind of petered out, didn't it? Yeah! Those are all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.